Well, happy Father's Day. I really prayed about how to address Father's Day, looking at what do you say? Because there's so many different fathers out there. And so I thought about looking at a father that normally wouldn't be looked at. Is Joseph. I mean, think about this. Joseph was the father to Jesus. Now, how many of us, when we were at a young age, didn't think our father knew anything? You know? What do you think it was for Joseph having Jesus that knows everything? I mean, it would be a tough position to be in. But as much as sometimes we get frustrated with our fathers, God chose the right father for each of us, if we really think about it. Even if they were a tremendous bad person, God chose that father for a reason. And as I look back, I find value in my father. When I take the time to analyze it, there is some good things there. But let's look at Joseph as a stepfather to Christ. Okay, my computer is thinking. There we go. We're going to be studying Matthew 1, 18 through 25. So if you want to get your Bible out and take a look, we'll be looking at that verse. But right now, I want to pray for this. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the time I had to study for this, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Spirit being present. It's changed. You have modified this sermon. To the people that is here, may you, Lord, lead us and understand compassion. Understand that fathers need to be there in the children's life, and that we were designed for a purpose. May we fulfill the purpose you've called on us, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be a father, and we thank you, Lord, for being our father. We pray this in your name. Amen. Father's Day, what a great day. You get presents, right? Everybody likes presents. I received already a present this morning, and I'm thankful for that. I've already received my first, and I was told my only card. Thank you, Brandon. Some cards are even homemade and have that personal touch. And some of the older fathers are blessed to have the kids come home and they maybe have lunch or dinner with the family. It makes it all worthwhile, sometimes being reminded to be a father. But I've seen this one piece that I thought this really slide was important. One day, the father overheard his son praying, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, the father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my son wants me to be." As fathers, we are each flawed. We're human. We make mistakes. Not everyone had a good childhood or memories. Some of our fathers made grave mistakes, and we might even feel rejected. Some of the dads hurt us so bad that the wounds are open and cut. And as a child, we have a hard time even understanding how to love. There is even some children out there that have been abused by words or action, and things are overwhelming for them. But God can heal all things, I promise you. Reveal it to God, the Heavenly Father, and He will start the healing process. Life hurts, but God heals. God can heal the broken and lost relationships that we have. And God can forgive and reveal the blessings that God gave you by giving you that Father. Open your heart to hear the message today. and let God start working in your heart. I left this slide blank because you can actually put your father in this slide. My father had an eighth grade education. He had to quit school to help the farm. He also had a learning disability, and I believe that's how I have it and my children. So he was very short-tempered. He had severe back pain all the time. And he was under stress for financial things. He worked a job in pain that he didn't like for 35 years. Now that I'm a little older, I kind of understand why he was the way he was. And that he passed some things on to me. And I really miss him right now. As we would have more time to do things, I really miss that relationship with my earthly father. I recall the day that I graduated Northwestern College. And I remember seeing his face, where he was so proud. And I remember at 41 years old, my dad said to me, "I'm sorry I never helped you. I never helped you with school or encouraged you. But John, I am so proud of you." Hearing them words that he was proud of me was something I really needed, because I always tried to please my earthly father. Trying to make him proud of me was something that was just I needed to hear. And some of us need to hear that. But I tried to learn for doing it through doing things. And we don't have to earn the love of our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father just lavishes His love on us. So let's talk about this relationship with the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her publicly to disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. He had the right to have her stoned, but he loved her enough to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The authority was given to Joseph to name him Jesus. All this takes place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to the son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Who named Jesus? It was Joseph. He accepted to be the stepfather, to be the earthly father. Both Matthew and Luke explain that Joseph was not the physical father. He was the stepdad. The spiritual father was the Holy Spirit. All things were revealed. God had a plan, and the plan was that Joseph would be a mentor to Jesus. Jesus would have an earthly father. An earthly father that makes mistakes. I don't want to see any hands because every hand would probably rise because us as fathers make mistakes. Amen? But God can help when we put Him first. When we begin to focus on the disciplines that Joseph had, there's very little information. Biographic information about Joseph is very limited. But we can look at Scripture and learn a lot about him. What we do know about Joseph is that he's a descendant of David. And that fulfills another prophecy. And we know that he came through Bethlehem. And that he was a carpenter. Correct? These are things that we do know of him. And that he migrated north and became engaged to a woman named Mary. Historically, Joseph would have been a little bit older when he married Mary. And he may have died. We don't have any proof of that, but he may have died before Jesus started his public ministry. This is what we do know of Joseph. We do know that he was alive when Jesus went to the temple, and he was there at about the age 12, because Joseph was mentioned that they went back and picked him up. And what Jesus said is, I was in my father's house. Later years, though, when we hear that the first miracle, that Joseph wasn't there. When Jesus turned the water to wine, Mary asked Jesus to do this. I believe Mary was widowed at that time. And it gives the framework that Joseph's life was this way. But however, when we look at the character of Joseph, that's what we want to look at. As we look at the character of the men of our church, Joseph was a compassionate man. During the time, Joseph learned that he had to have compassion. In fact, I know a man that was my partner in business. You want to meet a compassionate man? I learned from Mark Scott to love, to put others first, to say, how are you? And then listen. That's the hardest part for me. But he listened and cared. Joseph learned to listen to the Holy Spirit, and he married and made Mary his bride, even though she was pregnant with child. It must have came a shock to him as he's doing these things and accepting a child that wasn't his as his. And did Mary and Joseph have children after that? Amen. The Bible tells us they did. They had a great marriage. Joseph's character of having mercy and compassion, and then ability to learn to listen to the Lord. How many of us as men stop and listen to the Lord? We get so busy in this world to achieve, to be able to give things to our families. Men, stop and listen to the Lord. It may need to have a different job. You may need to look at what God is calling you to do in your family. How do I follow Lord and have faith? Faith starts with opening the Word of God and having that personal relationship, men. Men, you need to open the Word of God. Historically, a woman would be stoned for having adultery. And being pregnant with someone else's child, he was married to her, going through the marriage vows, being engaged. She should have been stoned. But Joseph didn't want that. His character said, no. I don't have that natural reaction where to get even. Joseph was very kind. We see this in verse 19 that he decided before the even angels came to tell him what the truth was. And he was a just man living by the law. He had mercy, compassion. His human feelings to get even weren't there. He turned the other cheek. Joseph was a lot like we'd see Jesus. Do you think Jesus may learn some things from Joseph? To have mercy and compassion? We see in John 8:11, where they bring this woman in front of Jesus. And they want Jesus to judge her. And they're setting him up to look at having failure. But what Jesus did is he turned it around and had compassion. And he says, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. It's a different way of thinking. Not of the world, but to have compassion. Joseph showed this for Mary, just as Jesus' ministry showed this over and over. Joseph said he wanted to dissolve things quietly. But the Holy Spirit revealed that sometimes us men need to pray through things and not react. How many times sometimes as a man do we react with anger versus slowing down and having a spiritual prayer through things? It must have been overwhelming for Joseph. Just think about this. His fiancée was pregnant, and it wasn't him. His world is being racked around all this. But imagine him just stopping and listening. Matthew said he considered what the God was putting in front of him. How many times, men, do we consider following God? Most men would have lashed out with hatred and had that right to do that in an earthly way. Most would say, are you kidding? Lord, you want me to do this? But Joseph wasn't an ordinary man. He was an extraordinary man that had compassion and the capability to have compassion. He understood that the impossible is possible with God. It's like this time bomb went off and he was thinking, what does God want? With godly leaders, we have to look. Joseph listened. He didn't throw the impossible away. He considered it. I'm supposed to be a stepfather. And he considered it with the possibility of that I will be a part of what happens with Jesus. God picked him just as each one of us, God picked our father. We need to look for the positive there and not as the world says negative. God does not have limitations. This world does. Through God, we are given righteous fathers that love the Lord. Jesus later showed us and how he had compassion in his ministry. There was the same woman that I talked about earlier. They tried getting him to condemn her. But as Joseph had mercy on Mary, we see through the ministry of Jesus that Jesus had mercy on the sinner. And throughout Jesus' ministry, I wonder, did Joseph make that big of impact on Jesus? Because our fathers have made an impact in who we are. We tend sometimes as men to decide the impossible and refuse to look at the impossible. I'll be honest. I never thought I could ever be a pastor. I was disqualified. I never thought that I would be able to go through the schooling. Because it was impossible. But I followed what God led me to do. And through the impossible, He made it possible. We tend to forget that nothing is impossible for God. So when God gives you something on your heart, men, listen. Because He's speaking to you. Because the man that created the universe is much smarter than us, the creation. He didn't say that things can't be done. Do we reduce the possible to be unlimited and letting the Lord have our lives? Joseph didn't believe this. He believed in the impossible. He believed that God's calling on his life was for a purpose, to be the heavenly father for Jesus. Think about that pressure. Shouldn't we have that same pressure that God has entrusted us with a child? That child's not ours. It's God's child. My son John is not mine. What he is a gift from God entrusted in me. With Justine and Jack as well. I'm entrusted with God's child. With all things, God is possible. So open the impossible up. And don't limit God. Give God the way in your heart to do things you cannot even imagine to do. Just think of this young man loving on this child. Joseph took a pregnant woman with a child to be his own, to be his wife. We know that Joseph had a lot of problems in his life. They had a sentence. Rome had a sentence. Can't say it right now. You can say it. A census. For some reason, I was having a hard time with that word. And he had to go to complete that. And through that, he went back to Nazareth. And then they had him go to Egypt. Why did Joseph think about this? Because he was avoiding Herod. And then he goes back to Nazareth. All these things Joseph was doing was from the wisdom to care for his family. He had the courage and faith to follow God. As you look back, there was no disappointment. Because he was encouraging Jesus. Us fathers that are proud of our children, take the time to call them up and tell them, I am proud of you. And for our daughters, we need to make sure they know they are loved. Joseph cared and sacrificed for his family, as well as our men in this church. We should be growing to become holy fathers here on heaven. Because we make an impact. Joseph made an impact. Psychologists tell us that both parents are needed to raise a child. The woman is very impressed in making impressions on the child when they were young. And as these children grow up, the men are needed so that they can help influence these young people. And adolescents need men to give them strength, guidance, and structure. In fact, before the age of all the industrial things in this nation, men would go to work with their fathers and learn their father's trade. Joseph would have learned to have been a carpenter. I feel sorry for my children if we still had the kids going to work with you. For my children would have became first a meat cutter, and then a banker, and then a preacher. They'd all been mixed up. But our fathers are still need us in the adolescence age. The sons need to know how to go into manhood. I'll tell you this right now. I've seen some men in this church. There's an elder in our church that actually mentors the men that come into his life. And this elder mentors men that are dating his daughter or married his daughter. He also, I've seen, mentor men that are come around him to be godly men. We do not have to always be the natural father. The men in this church can mentor others. I've watched Doug mentor men where he comes alongside somebody and says, "Hey, I got a word of God for you." The men in this church need to hear, "I am proud of you and you're doing a good job." And the women in this church need to hear from the men as well. Fathers, take the time to tell your daughters that they're beautiful and that they're loved, because you are the one that'll make the impact on them. And I'm also talking to the fathers in some other situations. Yes, some of us have a really good father, and we can praise the God that you've gave us the perfect father. But some of us have fathers that have abused us in different ways. It may be physical abuse. It may be verbal abuse. We may have to learn the reason why. Or not even wonder why. But we need to learn how to forgive them, fathers. For the baggage we carry is not what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to have freedom. At 11 years old is when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And the Word helped. Paul's words were very good in revealing that I have a heavenly Father that is perfect. And through that gift, I started understanding that my earthly father had flaws. But God gave me that man for a purpose, to help me become who I am. And he had wisdom. In fact, just the other night, I was speaking with Jack, and I gave one of my father's quotes to him. And my father didn't give very many quotes, but when he did, it was very stern. And he said to me, "Nothing happens good after 10 p.m. Get home." He was very clear. Nothing good happens after 10 p.m. Get home. And as I look back on my life, most of the times I've had problems or was doing something wrong was after 10 p.m. And if I just got home, it wouldn't have been happening. If we look at the things that are good from our earthly father, it kind of changes our perspective. There was some good things that we learned. Luke 15 tells us that our fathers are still happy to see us. It talks about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and that the son that returns. There is healing through Jesus Christ. And that we need to look for the approval of our father. Sometimes we need even to ask for it. I don't think there's a problem with going to God and saying, "Father, I need help. I need healing." Some of our fathers are passed on. It is okay to pray to the Heavenly Father and let Him know how you feel about your father. Because God knows where your father is. And you need to find healing so that you can move on. And not carry the baggage that is not yours. In fact, some of our fathers may even be the ones that have done the abuse from a son or daughter. Or you might not even know why your son or daughter is upset with you. Maybe this is a time that you can pray. And through the prayer, reach out to that son or daughter that you love, that may not know that you love them, and start to work through these hard times. For God heals. And we talk through these things. And we need to work through the pain. How wonderful it is to have a father that cares. But reconciliation sometimes in our relationship is needed. We need to go to our earthly father and work through things. to help us have a better relationship with our Heavenly Father. Because our relationship with our earthly Father sometimes will impact us and hurt us to how we relate to our Heavenly Father. Forgive our fathers, for they are human. But look for the good, for God put them there for a reason. Just think of Joseph. He wasn't the perfect father, but he was the right father for Jesus. And as we get older, sometimes we realize that our fathers were smarter than we thought. Some of the things they did and why they did them maybe make sense now that we're older. Happy Father's Day. Do you remember the first time that you were able to hold that child? God has entrusted you. He's entrusted each and every one of you for a reason. Men, stand up for that moment. First, stand up for your children. And if you don't have a good relationship with them, start. And if something's keeping you from them, work through it. Work through whatever is keeping you between them. Because them children need you. As well as fathers, we as children work on that relationship with our earthly father. If we have something hard or something that's between us, forgive them. Because the Lord's Prayer says, doesn't the Lord's Prayer say, please, Lord, forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgive your earthly fathers because we are not the judge over them. God's the judge. Forgive them. And then look back and look for the blessings that they've given you. They had a part of giving you life. Forgive them. And it may not be today that you're able to contact them. But take the time. Take the time out of your day. Take a day of vacation and go spend some time with your father. And if your father has passed away, still take that time. Take that time to get away. Go to a park. Go to a place that you spent time together. And spend time in prayer. I promise you, this Father's Day will impact you even more if you take that time to build that relationship with your earthly father, and then open the Word of God and spend time with your Heavenly Father. So let's pray for the men of this church. And dear Heavenly Father, we lift up every man. We lift up the men that are fathers and the men that are going to be fathers, Lord. We ask that you impress on their heart the importance of being a father and the blessing that it is. And dear Father, we thank you for being our Father and creating us and allowing us to have a relationship with you. And may we take time to pray with you, Lord, more. And as this last song comes up, Lord, may we listen to the words and the impact that you have on our lives. We pray this in your name. Amen.